You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, who's in Northern Wisconsin, needs to know. Brought to you by Martheller Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Tomorrow, the Fifield Lions are hosting their second annual Trail Twister Fun Day. Morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Bob Voy and Greg Riesel about the event.
We're going at a little bit different this time from last year. Last year we did it more of a poker run style where you had, you know, a couple months to make all these stops. We just shortened it up. We're doing a one-day event. We're going to hit some Fifield and Pike Lake area businesses, supporters. So people that want to bring ATV, UTV, or ride a horse, a goat, their Harley, a Jeep, whatever.
Fast lawnmower.
Yep.
Whatever moves to get them there, huh?
Right. So they can they can use whatever method they want. They can hit these stops and just patronize them. You don't need to get a punch card filled or do anything like that. It's just a fun, casual run to hit some of our Fifield and Pike Lake sponsors. And then in order to help Catkins Animal Rescue, if you're going to participate in the ride or if you so just desire, you can drop off a donation item. There's a QR code on the page, on the poster, on most of our Facebook page links, whether it's on the Fifield Lions Club page itself. There's a QR code that you can scan to tell you a little bit more about Catkins Animal Rescue. And they will have adoptable pets there approximately 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And there's some other events that Big G can cover. And I'll probably be out on the ride with those so inclined to go on the ride.
All right, well, let's talk about the route first. We're going to start right out with one of my favorite meals of the day, breakfast at the Country Cafe there, right before the ride. It's going to go from 8:30 to 10:30. That's where we're going to gather there. And then 10:30, we're going to go up to Northwood Supper Club for a little Bloody Mary bar and stuff they're putting on up there. And then the ride's going to start out, take off, and go to Winter Green Lake Resort, the Big Dipper, Moose Jaw Resort, back to Mary Cassidy's, and then return to Mulbridge Park, where the Friends of the Fifield Fire Department are doing a pork on the South Fork. Big pig roast brisket down there. So you're going to start at 11 o'clock, so come on down and enjoy some great food. We're going to have some speaker music down there and so forth. Greg Gunderson will be down there spinning some hits for us. And
as mentioned, the event takes place over at Mulbridge Park. Beginning at 11 a.m., stop on by, show your support, and maybe even win some awesome raffle prizes. This year, the DNR is encouraging us to plant milkweed in our yards. There are 13 native milkweed species in Wisconsin, with 5 of them listed as endangered, threatened, or under special concern. Milkweed is especially helpful for monarch butterflies, as the only plants the butterflies lay their eggs on, and the only food the caterpillars eat. If you want, you can find native milkweed plants on the DNR's website. Monday, June 16th, from 4:30 to 5:30, there's free yoga in the park over at Lionite Park in Phillips. This is free calming yoga for all bodies, abilities, and ages, and you can learn and practice yoga postures to shift stress, anxiety, and panic, quick and easy breathing techniques to use anywhere and anytime, being fully present in the moment, and you can connect with others in your community. Beginners are welcome. Step-by-step guidance will be provided. You can join any or all sessions, and there is no registration needed. Bringing a towel, blanket, or yoga mat and wearing comfortable clothes that are easy to move in is recommended. Please remember to bring a water bottle as well. For questions, you can contact Embrace at 800-924-0556. Once again, this is taking place Monday from 4:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. over at 585 County Road H in Phillips. Hurricane season started, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains there's a good chance for above-normal activity with a handful of major storms.
The hurricane season starts on June 1st and runs through November 30th. That's a six-month-long season, and the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration predicts a 60% chance of an above-normal season to strike. NOAA thinks there will be about 13 to 19 named storms with winds of 39 miles per hour or more. And of those, 6 to 10 of them are expected to become hurricanes with winds of 74 miles per hour or stronger. And as for the major destructive hurricanes, Category 3, 4, or 5 strength, NOAA predicts we'll see about 3 to 5 of them this season. So here's what's happening. We're still in an Enzo neutral phase, which means we're not in an El Nino pattern or a La Nina. This means that the trade winds are weaker. And with still well above normal ocean water temperatures, pairing the higher heat with the weak wind shear, it'll make it much easier for tropical storms to form. And there's also forecasted to be higher activity with the West African monsoon. That's where hurricanes start. NOAA says they're about 70% confident in their forecast for this hurricane season. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, is at 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers battle the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. Game 2 of the 4-game series tonight as the Crew hosts the Cardinals. Milwaukee with a 6-0 win last night thanks to the debut of 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski on the mound, who lasted until the 6th before battling leg cramps.
Of course, I don't want to leave like that. I feel like I could have kept going, but, you know, cramped up and stuff happens.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think it just came on in between innings there. He had that long inning. He thought it was okay. He went out there. It's in his thigh and in his calf, and he twisted his ankle a little bit on that. It started to lock up on him. We just didn't want to chance anything, you know.
NFL Packers minicamp wrapping up in Green Bay.
The thing that's most positive, I would say, for the most part, we had pretty good attendance. We had the majority of our guys here for the duration. And I think that it's been fun to kind of watch how these guys grow, especially guys maybe going in their second year. They're so much further along than they were a year ago.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 62-year-old Tom Cruise said recently he wanted to act into his 100s. It sounded crazy at first, but just yesterday, 99-year-old Mel Brooks just announced he is bringing back Spaceballs. Brooks will produce the film with Josh Gad, but will also be part of the cast and play a character called Yogurt, parodying the Yoda character from Star Wars. Brooks has not appeared on screen since 2005 when he appeared in the reboot of The Producers. Brooks wrote and also starred in the original Spaceballs in 1987 alongside John Candy and Rick Moranis, and a host of other hilarious people. There is no supporting cast announced just yet for the new project, although Gad is expected to be one of the stars. In the original, Brooks, who was just a spry 55-year-old, played General Scroob. The new script has no title as of yet, but Amazon MGM is planning a theatrical release for summer 2027, when Brooks will be the ripe young age of 101. David Lynch was prepping a Netflix series before he passed away earlier this year at the age of 78. According to IndieWire, he had assembled a cast of his favorites, including Naomi Watts, Kyle MacLachlan, and Laura Dern, for a show he was prepping called Unrecorded Night. Lynch's daughter Jennifer, also a filmmaker, says there was a finished script that might now be released as a book, adding that she and her siblings would not try to make one of his ideas themselves. Sources say the show was set in Los Angeles in Old Hollywood. Would have been nice to see what he did with that. Actor Harris Yulin has passed away at the age of 87. Yulin's credits include films like Ghostbusters, Scarface, and Clear and Present Danger. But recently, he was probably most recognizable for his role as Buddy in Ozark, the old tough guy who lived with the Bird family. Yulin was nominated for an Emmy Award for his guest appearance on the show Frasier. He was an old-school actor who had passion for the craft and was a solid addition to any cast he joined. Glenn Powell's ex, Gigi Paris, says she was told not to visit the set of Anyone But You by none other than her boyfriend, Glenn Powell. Paris appeared on the Too Much podcast on Tuesday. Paris said that Powell and the producers of the film wanted people to think there was something going on between the two to help promote the movie. That is when she drew the line and broke it off with Powell. Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between a rom-com on or off screen. Somehow, David Letterman's Netflix show, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, is only getting an 81% on Rotten Tomatoes. Ultimately, it doesn't matter because Letterman is a legend, and Netflix knows it too. The streamer has renewed the critically acclaimed, at least 81%, show for a fifth season. The show won a 2024 Emmy for Outstanding Hosted Nonfiction Series or Special. Letterman is older, but still in rare form, and even a better interviewer on this show than he was on his late night talker. Check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and there could be some heavy rain later today through tonight. A half inch to an inch or more possible. Our high today, 58. Tonight, 48. Tomorrow, lingering showers with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.